Thursday is the 100th anniversary of the death of a Juno man known as China Joe. In this Curious Juno, we explore his life and the stories surrounding this influential character in Juno's history. I'm Tripp Krause, and this is my story. Mark Whitman has an annual tradition on May 18th, the day a prominent Juno man died. He goes down to Evergreen Cemetery, finds a specific grave marker, and smokes a cigar. He's remembering how the generosity of one person, known as China Joe, had such a huge impact over our early city. Whitman has lived in Juneau for much of the last 37 years. He's researched China Joe for about 20 years and is largely responsible for the State Library Archives and Museum's small collection of him. His interest began in the former Billiken Bar on Douglas when he found a photo of a Chinese man smiling. Fair warning, Whitman uses the term considered offensive when he recalls Joe's life.
Probably had one drink too many. I looked over and I saw that photograph and I felt like there was this Chinaman smiling at me.
China Joe lived a life of generosity during his time in America. That generosity endeared him to the hearts of Juneau's early pioneers enough to save him from a rabid anti-Chinese mob. Whitman's take on Joe is based off old newspaper clippings and legal documents. He says Joe was a part of a larger immigration of Chinese workers that came to America in the 1800s. Many were fleeing turmoil and rebellion in their homelands and came to America to make a better life with the hopes of returning one day or sending money back to their families. Whitman says the American West was expanding, railroads needed labor, and an influx of Chinese provided plenty of it.
There weren't a lot of people who were willing to climb into a straw basket and be hung over a cliff of black granite with dynamite to blow the passage for the railroad to get through. The Chinese did that. They did the work that no other person would do.
Whitman says China Joe came to North America in 1864, arriving in Victoria, British Columbia. Joe later moved to Boise, Idaho, where he learned Western cooking and baking. In 1874, Whitman says, China Joe was working in a mining camp at Dease Lake during the Cassiar Gold Rush when tragedy struck. The river froze, and no steamboats were able to deliver supplies.
What a horrible winter hit, 60 below zero. No food is going to make it up there. And the men knew they would probably starve.
China Joe called a meeting in the camp.
And he told every man, you can have flour all you need till spring. And I'm not marking the price up. When you get the money in the spring, you can pay me back then. And he said that everybody was all the same to him. He basically made sure that they made it through that winter.
Whitman says in 1878, Joe moved to Wrangell. He had a riverboat named Hope on which he built a boarding house. He later moved to Sitka and ran a bakery.
You know, and that's the same pattern he followed when he got here.
In 1881, Joe moved to Juneau, where he opened the city's first bakery on the corner of 3rd and Main Streets.
Somebody really took the time to teach him Western cooking. It'd fit in right in with artisan baking today. He had a brick oven built. He was making sourdough bread on a three-day cycle.
And the tales of Joe's generosity grew.
I think what's important to see is that China Joe associated himself with the first circle of Juneau. Every Chinese New Year, China Joe would open up his log cabin for 3 days, and he would have food laid out on a buffet, everything from roast beef to chicken to special candied ginger from China, and he'd also lay out Cuban cigars, and it didn't matter if you were a man or a woman, you could come in.
Whitman says Joe loved to give the school children cookies.
And in a way, over the years, China Joe truly has belonged to us. I'm not saying as a possession, but the generosity. It's the idea that when you have something and people are suffering, you share with them. He learned that from China forward.
Joe's generosity and adherence to the Golden Rule very well could have saved his life. During the expansion in the American West, the sentiment toward Chinese immigration soured.
After the railroads were built and we went into an economic panic or depression, an easy scapegoat was to say it was the Chinese. So they passed the Exclusion Act of 1882, and they started to cut their pigtails off and shoot them and do all kinds of horrible things after they had built the railroads for us.
The Chinese Exclusion Act was the culmination of the anti-Chinese attitude that swept through the lower 48 and into Alaska. The act prevented Chinese from immigrating to the U.S., riots, such as one in Rock Springs, Wyoming, turned violent.
Lots of Chinese were killed. A lot of conflict between the Irish railroad workers and the Chinese, and that spilled over with the miners here. Every Chinaman who was in Juneau in 1886 was shoehorned onto two schooners at gunpoint and told to leave or be killed. But there was one Chinaman, China Joe, who the members of the community said, "You leave Joe alone, he belongs to us."
And so friends and family stood up for Joe, who became the only Chinese person in Juneau. China Joe went on to live in Juneau until his death, May 18, 1917. Whitman says police officers found him lying in bed on a blanket with his arms folded over his chest. He died of heart failure.
I summed it up. I said once, in a land of treasure seekers, China Joe's life remains a compass of true fortune, a generous heart that outweighs a mountain of gold.
Whitman and local author Brett Dillingham had kept China Joe's story alive in the past, performing a play about him they'd written. That play's come and gone, but Whitman says now Dillingham is working on a book about China Joe. China Joe had several different names during his lifetime. The one on the bronze grave marker where Whitman will be smoking a cigar is Hai Chung. It's in the Pioneer section of the cemetery. In Juneau, I'm Trip J. Krause. That's all for this Curious Juneau. To ask your own question or to read this or other stories online, go to ktoo.org/curious.